Welcome to Uncle Mikey's Storytime. Let's start the show.
Hey guys, welcome to Uncle Mikey's Storytime. I am your host, Uncle Mikey, and I just got back from the store. Holy smokes, that probably wasn't as exciting as I was making it seem. But there's a reason that I'm bringing it up. When I went to the store today, something kind of strange happened. I was walking up and down the aisles. I had my list like I always do, and I was holding a basket, and I was just, you know, taking the things that I wanted to buy off of the shelf and putting them into the basket. And usually when I'm all done doing that, it's time for me to head to the front of the store and go talk to the cashier and pay so that I can leave. That's kind of my favorite part of going to the store, if I'm being really honest. I love having little tiny conversations with people. I like to talk about the things that I'm buying and how my day is going and ask them how their day is going. It's just nice to talk to somebody new who, you know, maybe you'll never see again. Maybe you'll see every day for the rest of your lease. You don't know. Well, anyway, I picked up everything that I needed. Everything was in my basket, and I was going to head towards the front of the store to go talk to the cashier, but there wasn't one. There was no cashier. All that was there was this big computer machine. And I didn't know if I could have a conversation with the machine. I've never really talked to a computer before. I've never asked a computer how his day was. Computers never get my jokes. So I just kind of had to figure out what to do. I scanned the items myself and gave them to the machine. I took all of my items and I put them in the bag for the machine. And then I gave my money to the machine. I didn't talk to a single person. I never took my headphones out. Honestly, the whole thing just felt kind of weird. And it had me thinking, you know, these days we've got computers and machines that do almost anything a person can do. But does that mean that they always do it better? Are there some things that people do better than machines? I think it's a great question. I'm pretty proud of myself for coming up with it. So anyway, I thought today I'd tell you guys a story that sort of illustrates what I'm talking about. The Legend of John Henry. Now, there's been a lot of people over time who have told the story of John Henry in a lot of different ways. Some of the facts are sort of muddled through time, the place that he was born, the tunnel that he worked on. But here's what we know. John Henry was born around the time of the Civil War, and he was born with a hammer in his hands. Now, when people say he was born with a hammer in his hands, what they're saying is the way he swung his hammer when he was hammering stuff was so natural, it was the most natural thing in the world. This guy was meant to have a hammer. He was the biggest, strongest dude, maybe in America, maybe in the world, probably. I think that's fair to say. So John Henry, big, strong guy, can do anything with a hammer, decides that he's going to take a job working in the emerging railroad industry in the United States. Makes perfect sense. I mean, at the time, the people who were working in the railroad industry who worked with hammers, it probably took them 4 or 5 swings to get a nail into the ground. But John Henry was so big and so strong, with one swing, he could hit a nail into the ground. So, I mean, if you're an employer at the time, if you're looking for people to work on your railroad, you definitely want a guy like John Henry because he can do 4 times, 5 times the amount of work as anybody else. So if you're John Henry, you know, like the job is grueling. You're probably tired at the end of every day, but there probably is a lot of comfort in knowing that you have the respect of literally all of your peers. Everybody looks up to you, and women and children are like coming from far and wide just to watch you work because it's so amazing. You know, that probably feels really good. So you're not necessarily living the greatest life, but there is a lot to enjoy in the life that you have. Until one day, John Henry's boss shows up with this huge machine. It's a steam-powered drill, he says. And it does the work of so many men that you're literally all fired. So after the boss is done saying all of this, John Henry raises his hand and he says, "Yeah? That machine can't beat me." And the entire crowd of workers were like, "Oh." And some of them even high-fived. And then John Henry said to the boss, who is kind of annoyed at this point, "You know how you owe us a lot of money for doing all this work? Well, how about this? If that machine can beat me, you don't have to pay any of us. But If I can beat that machine, we all keep our jobs. And we get to take that machine apart and build it into something more fun. And he didn't know what that thing would be, but he said that they would have an opportunity to think about it and get back to him. Maybe like a snow cone machine. I don't know. And John Henry's boss was like, that is a reasonable wager and one that I am willing to make. And so they planned an event for the next day, a competition between John Henry and this new steam drill. Whoever drills the furthest into this mountain in a day, a 9-to-5 working day, wins. So the next day, basically the entire town gets together to watch this competition. They must have had a sense that eventually this would become a tall tale. I'd want to be there too. And as the gun was fired into the air, John Henry just starts wailing on this mountain. He is swinging his hammer as quick as lightning trying to get through this thing. And he is hammering and hammering and hammering all day. Does not take a lunch break. Does not sit down. Does not relax. And at the end of the day, around 4:45, 5 o'clock, a second gun was fired and the contest was over. And when the judges of the contest, who were impartial to the whole situation, came out to measure, it turned out that John Henry had almost doubled the hole that the steam drill had done. He had won by a landslide, no pun intended. And with that, the boss conceded that he had lost the race. John Henry had won. The machine had lost. And the men were free to turn the steam drill into anything that they wanted. You know, snow cone included. Now, while all the men celebrated, there was one person who wasn't celebrating, besides the boss. This race had taken so much out of John Henry that by the end of the day, he was just done. And he sat down next to the big mountain that he had just chiseled into, still with his hammer in his hand, and he died. So it really turned into a really bittersweet moment for everybody. Everyone was so sad that John had passed away, but they were so thankful for what he had done for everybody, standing up to his boss and standing up to the machine. And that's why we still tell the story of John Henry, to show that no matter how far technology advances and what new things we build, there's still some things that people can do better because it matters to them more. So remember, if you're ever in a store and there isn't a person who's working the cash register, and if it's just a big machine, big computer robot, you tell that robot to get out of here, that he's taking a job away from a hardworking American. And if your mom or dad tells you to be quiet, you need to tell me, because it means that they have been compromised and they're on the robot's side. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you join us again next time on Uncle Mikey's Storytime.